And he could crow crows to him, man, that crow that, you couldn't hear nothing at home there for the crow.
What sort of insects would get in your clothes and eat them?
Moths?
Yeah.
No, moths. Best thing for them is a moth ball. You can get moth ball or see the chest or see the cabinet. They won't bother. They won't bother cotton good much. They won't bother them with wool. They eat wool up.
That reminds me, did y'all have sheep around here? Did you ever, Papa, didn't he have some sheep one time?
He had some goats.
He did? I don't know about
that. Let me tell you something. Yeah, old bull. Man, in Virginia, Kate, Merle, or any of them go out, when my sonny go out, watch that fence, man, that bull make out of make at your granddad. Kept George and them going, too. One day your granddad got mad with him.
Was that a bramble?
Yeah. Your granddad got mad with him, got him pitchfork. He got that where that bull was, got the juke of that bull with that pitchfork, you know. The bull tore out the fence, must have hit it right behind him. Running towards that pond there, that's where he built that pond.
Yeah.
Must have hit it, had that pitchfork right behind him. Must have hit them give out. They threw the pitchfork at him, ran the bull turned back. Must have said he forgot about it, he was going to give out.
He found something extra though, I imagine, didn't he?
Yeah. I got something else I can tell you about Rusty Henry. It could get all sort of nasty.
All right, that's okay. You already
have to tell me. I was with me and Rusty Henry. Rusty Henry got me driving up to Atlanta, you know?
Right, yeah.
And I drove Rusty Henry up to Atlanta. One morning, about, it was pretty early that morning, he told George that fence went straight. You know, we on. He had a rye plant on this side and had a rye plant on the other side. And that morning, George was up there. He said, George, says, I want you to go out there and cut that fence. That's where we put that gate, you know, where, through there, you know, go to that side of the pit.
Yeah.
And he said, George, why don't you go out and cut that fence?
What kind of wire cut? Ball?
Hog wire. And he said, cut it and lay it back and let the cow go through on this other side. Now, he said, now don't forget it. No, sir, Mr. Henry, I ain't gonna forget it. Well, that night, it was getting dark. George was putting a mule in the barn. Mr. Henry seen the cow still in the same place. He said, George, you cut that thing and let them cows there. I swear, Mr. Henry, I forgot it. Mr. Henry said, you know, George, thinking the easiest thing in the world. George, I understand. I understand a little bit. He said, I have to speak to you on that. He said, well, now you tell me anything easy in thinking. He said, you remember that day you about drunk and you got your pistol shooting at us? He says, yeah, George, it's been a long time ago, wasn't it? He said, so have. He said, I shit before I thought.
George got a pistol out and was shooting?
No, your granddad was shooting.
Oh, yeah, right.
George said he done something before he thought.
Oh, God.
Do
you remember, now what would they call a child that was born to an unmarried woman?
They call it a bastard, but it's not. The Bible explained it to me. That like you, like a goat, go to a sheep, you know. And the sheep have a something like that, you know. I don't know what you might call it, but other words, the way the Bible explains it, it makes them a human breed to a monkey or baboon or something like that, and they have one, and that would be a bastard.